I'm Chris Parks with the Check of Sports here on KJAN. Starting off with high school basketball, the boys' Class 4A substate semifinals were played last night. Teams trying to get to that next step to be one step away from the state tournament. And one area team was competing, Councilman Abraham Lincoln within substate 1. They were able to knock off Sioux City West, 72-51, a 20-8 third quarter advantage built on a 10-point halftime lead there for the Lynx. And they will move on to the Substate 1 final, and they'll take on Southeast Polk. They were 59-47 winners over Sioux City East. So Abraham Lincoln will now take on Alan Jenkins' Southeast Polk team in the 4A Substate 1 final coming up Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. That game will be played over at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson High School. Now today, trips to the boys' state basketball tournament will be on the line for some Class 1A and 2A schools, as the substate finals are being contested. Here's a look at the area games. In Class 1A, Substate 6 over at Knoxville will have Montezuma at 21-2 taking on Mount Air at 19-4. In Substate 7 at Creston, Martinsdale St. Mary's 23-0 on the season will take on a 20-3 Tri-Center squad. In Substate 8 at Nottoway Valley, Grandview Christian at 19-1 will take on St. Albert, who's 11-12. In Class 2A and Substate 1 at Sheldon, OABCIG, a 21-1 record, taking on Boyden Hole, who's 23-0. And Substate 8 final will be played here in Atlantic at the Atlantic High School gym, as Van Meter, 16-6 on the season, will take on a 19-4 Trainer team. Of course, the Trainer is red hot in their game the other night, advancing past AHSTW this past week in a game 40 we had on KJAN. So that's a look at your schedule for those boys. 1A and 2A substate finals, as to tickets to state tournament for those classes will be punched here tonight. Substate finals for the Class 3A schools will be coming up on Monday, and then 4A on Tuesday. On Monday, we'll have coverage of one for you, as the Atlantic Trojans, who were able to get a dramatic win the other night on the road at Glenwood, will be taking on Dallas Center Grimes in the Substate 8 final in Class 3A. That game is set to be played at Indianola High School and has been set for a 5:30 p.m. tip-off. So we'll have coverage here on KJAN, and that will start at 5:15 with the pregame then on Monday, and tip-off again set for 5:30 there between Atlantic and Dallas Center Grimes in that Substate 8 final. So the Trojans will try to earn their way to state on Monday. In other sporting notes, Trey Burhow registered 15 points as Northern Iowa topped Illinois State 70-56 last night. Dusan Mohoric led the Redbirds with 18 points and 8 rebounds there in that loss. Also, Darnell Brody had a season-high 21 points as Drake beat Bradley 80-71. Jashawn Henry led the Braves with 17 points there in that contest. So let's look at some Missouri Valley Conference action there last night. In Top 25 Men's College Hoops, Loyola Chicago was the lone team in action on Friday, and Marquise Kennedy scored 16 points, and 21st-ranked Ramblers hung on to beat Southern Illinois 60-52. Loyola Chicago steadied itself in the closing minutes after letting a 16-point lead shrink to 4. The Ramblers improved to 20-4 overall with the 13th victory in their last 14 games. In baseball news, the Atlanta Braves have extended the contract of manager Brian Snitker through the 2023 season with a club option for 2024. The 65-year-old Snitker took over the Braves on an interim basis in 2016 when the club was in the midst of a massive rebuilding job. Atlanta has captured the last three NL East titles and recently won a playoff series for the first time in 19 years, coming within one victory of the 2020 World Series. The Braves are 353-317 in four seasons under Snitker, including a 72-90 mark as a rookie skipper. Veteran right-hander Jesse Chavez has re-signed with the Angels on a minor league deal. Three players were positive for COVID-19 among 900 samples during the second week of spring training test. Major League Baseball says there's been 15 positives overall among more than 5,200 tests thus far during spring training. The Rockies say they've been approved to allow 12,500 fans per game at Coors Field this season, or 25% of stadium capacity. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment agreed to the club's request to allow fans back in the stands. In an NFL note, the number of minority hires for open positions in the NFL nearly doubled to 34.6% in 2021. That's according to a league demographic study obtained by the AP. The minority hirings include three general managers, two head coaches, three offensive coordinators, six defensive coordinators, four special teams coordinators, three quarterbacks coaches as well. The minority hiring rate was 18.8% in 2020. Interview requests for minority candidates increased to 47% from 22% in 2020. And the NCAA has overturned scholarship and recruiting limitations placed on Georgia Tech's men's basketball team in 2019. The NCAA Division I Infractions Appeals Committee overturned the reduction of one scholarship per year for 4 years. It also restores Georgia Tech's freedom to schedule official recruiting trips in conjunction with home games. The Committee on Infractions will reconsider the sanctions at a date which has not been announced. Penalties were a result of an NCAA finding major recruiting violations committed by former Georgia Tech assistant coach Daryl LeBerry, as well as coach Josh Pastner's former friend Ron Bell. Pastner was not directly named in the findings. That's a look at the latest in sports. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.